Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Day 157.
Wow. Wow.
Amazing. For those of you that might be new tonight, this morning, we've started on January 1st. We're going to read the Bible through chronologically as it happened. And it's a little different because it puts the events right in the history. And you can seem a little out of sorts a little bit, but you got to realize all these things are happening at the same time. So it's been amazing. You'll find in the notes right down there in every program, there's a link that's called Full Read the Word link. If you click on that, it'll take you to January 1st. And every one of the videos since January 1st till today is in that YouTube playlist. It's a pretty powerful tool. Thank you, YouTube, for putting that together and making it available for us. Because once you start, well, if you had the time, you could click play and it would play them from start to finish. They're about a half an hour long, so 150, it'd take you 70 hours. By the time you got through the 70 hours, you'd be, you know, your eyes would be big. Anyways, we have made it through the book of 1st and 2nd Samuel. And 1st Samuel. And now we're in 2nd Samuel. Solomon's king. And today we're going to read three more Proverbs. The wisdom that Solomon understood by the anointing of Almighty God. No notebook. Oh, don't ever start without a notebook. My goodness sakes alive. I do have a pen, though. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. You can find that right there in the notes. That we pray every time we come together here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be used by you today, to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen and amen. You can find that prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. It's a good prayer to pray every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Proverbs chapter 10. The wisdom of Solomon. It would do you good to read these Proverbs to your kids every day as they grow up. There's a proverb for every day. 31 Proverbs, 31 days. And you will build inside of them the understanding of God. Verse 1. The problems. The problems of humans were human. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he cast away the desire of the wicked. Wow. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. One person asked me one time, what's it mean, the hand of the diligent? That's that man that everybody talks about, or woman. They can see a dollar a long ways off. Why? They're diligent. They see it, and they get up, and they go do it. And then the money falls in their hand. People call them blessed and all kinds of anything. No, they're just diligent. Verse 5, he who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed. Well, verse 7 and verse 6 run together. Blessings are on the head, and then the memory is blessed. Where's your memory? Inside your head. That's why you want the blessing of God on your life. Verse 8. The wise in heart will receive commands, but a prating fool will fall. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known. He who winks with the eye causes trouble. A prating fool will fall. The mouth of the righteous is a wellspring of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Now, pause for a minute. You think about Solomon sitting on his throne, judging every day, being a king, ruling. And this is twice in one proverb he said, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. And it makes you just wonder who was just standing in front of him as he was ruling and being a judge. And when the guy walked away, he said to the scribe, scribe, write this down. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. This is perfect for every marriage. And this is probably the root cause of every divorce. Don't mind me while I just relate to you just a little. Verse 13. Wisdom is found in the lips of him who has understanding. But a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. Wise people store up knowledge. But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. And really, it's their poverty of their spirit.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what goes on in your life. Everybody's had rough things happen. Everybody. Well, maybe not, but most people have. Mm-hmm. But the destruction of the poor is the poverty of spirit. Whew. I'm having trouble just reading. Ready? Read. Verse 16. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked to sin. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. If you have employees, that's one of the ways to tell if they should be promoted. Give them a slight correction. If they refuse it and they hate you for it, don't promote that person.
Yeah.
It's right here in the book of Proverbs. Verse 18, whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. And the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for the lack of wisdom. Why? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And he becomes his own God. And that doesn't work. 22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he, God, adds no sorrow with his riches. It doesn't say the blessings. It says the blessing of the Lord. The blessing is on you. The blessings come from it. 23, to do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted to him. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. As soon as I saw that, I heard the old hymn, underneath are the everlasting arms, and I was trying to get it all in there. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. I like this one. The righteous will never be moved. The wicked will not inhabit the earth. The church is kind of failing on that one right there, but we'll get it.
We'll get it.
The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, and the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. Now look at this. Verse 20, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many. Verse 31, the mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. Verse 32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Are we getting any kind of understanding that what you say out of your mouth is either going to make you or break you in Jesus' mighty name? Here we go. Proverbs chapter 11. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, when you think about that, you favor one child and not another, that's a dishonest scale. That's an abomination to the Lord. Jacob gave Joseph the coat of many colors that belonged to Judah. And then wondered why them boys wanted to kill him. Things that make you go, An unjust balance is an abomination.
Like any kind of cheating, too.
Right? That's every kind of cheating.
Yeah.
It's every kind of cheating. Remind me to tell you a truck driving story when we're done about the dishonest scales. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. A righteous man of integrity, does what's right when nobody's looking. And if you're in the process of doing it right, it doesn't work, and you've got to come back. An integrity man's always going to make it right. You may not have been able to get all the details to be right like you wanted them, but you will make it right in the end. That's integrity. For riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. In Jesus' name. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their own lust. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. And I'm going to tell you right now, a couple of years ago, we were in Rockford, Illinois, and what's the city in Wisconsin? The capital of Wisconsin is, we'll get it, it'll come to us. Capital of Wisconsin was run by a very conservative, righteous man. Beautiful city, clean, absolutely clean. Kenosha. No, that ain't it. Anyways, we'll get it. Proving my geography right now. It was a clean city, friendly, happy, but it was tidy, clean. There was not stuff everywhere. Rockford was a hole, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Wicked people running.
Yeah.
Running. The people in Rockford would get in our lift car and say, you better get out of this city before you get killed. This place is horrible. That's what the people of the city said. They didn't even know us.
Yeah.
But see, that's what these verses are saying. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. You know, it doesn't matter whether or not you agree with me. It doesn't matter. I'm speaking to you what this Bible says. I got a lesson those 2 days working those two cities. I got a lesson in politics. I didn't have to go to school for it. Remember that? We it's like, it's not hard to see what's going on here, is it?
Right.
And the mouth of the people, because we were in two different cities in like one day, and there was such extreme difference, you didn't need to go to school to see it.
Mm-mm.
It was just blatant right in front of your eyes. And you know what? That's what we read yesterday or 2 days ago. Wisdom is crying aloud on the streets of the city. And so is the mouth of the adulterous woman. And so is folly and shame. It's what you and I tune our inner ear to that decides whether we're going to go be with the righteous and have a good reward, or we're going to go with the wicked and be destroyed. Whew. I done gone to preaching again. I love the Proverbs, though. They're so filled with life. Here we go. 1844, verse 12. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is faithful of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Multitude of counselors that are righteous people. Don't go get a multitude of wicked counselors if you're a righteous man. They'll lead you astray. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. 16, a gracious woman retains honor, but ruthless men retain riches. The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. Wow. As righteousness leads to life, so he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord. And that word perverse usually means twisted. But the blameless in their ways are his delight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished. But the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. And you sure can see a lot of them with rings in their noses today.
Oh, my goodness.
The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but that leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be upon the head of him who sells it. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Amazing set of Proverbs today. And now, Proverbs chapter 12. I just got to keep going because I just want to stop and preach all night.
Each verse.
Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. You don't need somebody to explain that to you. We've all worked with that guy that nobody can teach anything, and you immediately said, fire him. That's why we want Uncle Joe fired. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions, notice that he is capitalized, he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. Whose righteousness? Jesus' righteousness, not yours or mine. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. That's why some people can't figure out why they're despised by everybody, but their heart is perverse within them.
Yeah.
And therefore, when they walk up, people just walk away from you. Why? You have a perverse heart, a twisted heart. 9. Better is one who is slighted but has a servant than he who has honor himself, but lacks bread. Verse 10, a righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread. He who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Have you ever wondered how many of your words was actually hurting you? Damn your own words. Mm-hmm. And the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. Verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. Could tell you some stories on that one.
Oh my goodness.
He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Watch what you're saying. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked will be filled with evil. 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. See, all of a sudden when you start looking, like right here in Proverbs, at everything that goes with being wicked, and you see how many times God calls it an abomination, the Lord hates it, he detests it, you realize that's why some wicked people can never get together. They got God against the corner of their life. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is just change and say, God, I need you. Come into my life. Reconcile me and the Father. We're going to do that in just a minute. 23, a prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes the heart glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is a man's precious possession. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Righteousness and unrighteousness right in front of our eyes. This is the point of the program we call Circle the Wagons. Now, I'll say this again and I'll keep saying it. So I want you to get this thought. Solomon, in his dream, God said, what do you want from me, Solomon? And Solomon didn't ask for riches or wealth or his enemies' necks. He said, I need wisdom to lead these people. And in his dream, God granted him that wish. And because he asked for wisdom and not the other two, God gave him peace all of his days and made him the richest man who would ever live. It doesn't matter how much the oil sheiks have. They didn't have more than Solomon. Because God doesn't mince words. And And he said, there would never be a richer man than Solomon. But anyways, what you and I see here is the difference between the righteous and the wicked. It's just very blatant. It's very open. It's very easy to see. But what we have to do is we literally have to grab a hold of ourselves. Because on the day of judgment, you're going to stand before God all by yourself. Not your wife, not your husband, not your kids, not your mom, your dad, not anybody. You might love your pastor with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he'll give an account to God for how he acted with you. But you're going to stand before them all by yourself. So you might as well get this revelation. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got to come down to a good understanding of this righteousness thing so that I can be on the right side of this thing. Because the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. And yet you and I are considered a tree. And if you just took these three chapters, if that's the only three chapters you had in the whole Bible, you would live a marvelous life living by those three chapters right there. It's called the majestic word of God. The majestic word of God. Because it's all in there. Everything you need to know. It's right there in those three chapters. So, you may have never become a born-again Christian before. I got saved. I become a Christian. All those words. I don't like the word Christian as much anymore. There's nothing wrong with it. But there's so many people who say I'm a Christian and they don't know anything about God.
Yeah.
I've gone to using the word believer. Well, what is a believer? Someone that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be saved. That's what the Bible says. There's no word about if you Christian. Christian is the term they gave to the disciples. And Antioch, is that the first place they were called Christian? I think it might have been. So what you're going to do is you're going to receive Jesus and all of who he is inside of you. He's going to bring your spirit man alive, put you back in the same condition that Adam was in with God the Father, and open up a perfect relationship with you and the Father through Jesus' sacrifice by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray this prayer with me. I done got preach on me tonight. My goodness sakes. This morning. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
You pray it right out loud with me. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus,
I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, if that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. If I could stand there, I'd shake your hand, give you a fist bump, punch in the nose, whatever it is you like. You know, some people like a punch in the nose.
Can you name one?
No. It's like the one guy said, I didn't think there was anything better for a Friday night than go to a bar and have a fight and pull some guy's ponytail and drag him around the room by it. I'm like, whoo! Jesus. No, but see what just happened to you. You just said, Jesus, come into my life. He's the author and finisher of faith. He just came in you. Faith came, fear left. The light of the world came, darkness left. His righteousness came, sin left. Now, from this day forward, you'll spend the rest of your life learning what all of that means. But that's all it is. And God, your Father, just made you his son. You're a joint heir with Jesus right out of the Word of God. And he came to live on the inside of you, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Now see, all of a sudden, we realize this ain't about becoming some quote-unquote cute little Christian. This is about walking with God every day. Wake up in the morning before you get out of bed and say, good morning, Father. Help me walk with you today. Stop at noon and say, thank you, Father, for your help today. Pray over your food at the evening meal and say, thank you for this food. I bless you for your help today. When you lay down in that bed at night and you pray, say, how did I do today? He'll tell you in Jesus' mighty name. My place in your life is to help you walk with God. Got hundreds of videos that I'll be glad to send you that'll teach you the basic principles of God. They're open, fun, interactive type videos, just like this. Every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. We're right here on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and Zoom. And we're being a blessing. 42 nations are streaming with us from around the world. It's amazing to see what God's doing. And we want you to come and be a part of it too. You don't have to make any comments. You don't have to sign in, but I guarantee you, if you listen, your life will never be the same in a matter of about 6 days because of the amount of word that we're going to give to you by the Holy Spirit of God. Well, that's all we got. Till we see you again tomorrow, remember this. Share this with your friends, families, neighbors, relatives, countrymen, and even if you got an enemy, send this to them. Maybe they'll get saved and no longer be your enemy. Remember, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. We'll see you soon. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, I'll say it again. Remember, if you have a relatively solid understanding of your native language, I would encourage you to contact me. I want to help you get what we do here translated into your native language. And God would use you to help. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't have a degree or anything. No, you don't. But God will anoint you, and that anointing will be as good as a degree will ever be. And it'll be a blessing not only to you but to many people. Till we see you again, remember this, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And amen.